Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Newsmax wrote on June 18, "The United States may not be in an official recession yet, according to the federal government, but the nation is in a recession now, and tens of millions of American families already believe the worst is already happening because prices are going up higher than their incomes, and their savings are being rapidly depleted," Stephen Forbes, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, told Newsmax. "We are in a big mess, and we are going to be already over the cliff on the economy," he said. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve believes that the only way to control inflation is by crushing demand. When they talk about a soft landing or trying to slow the economy down, that means making people poor. Consumer debt is going up. Credit card debt is going up. Mortgage payments are going to be very bad. And when heating oil prices come in this winter, when you are paying twice as much as you were before and you have to heat your home, that's going to be a disaster. Meanwhile, the government is releasing lower inflation numbers based on the so-called consumer price index, said Forbes, so one must take the numbers with a grain of salt. What people feel is, how much are they paying for food? How much are they paying for fuel? What are they paying on their mortgage rates? What are they paying for college and the basic things that they have to do on a day-to-day basis? On that level, Steve Moore, another economist, said, "You know, the official rate is maybe 8.5%, but people feel it's more like 20%. So the cost of living is going up rapidly. And what's bad about inflation? Among other things, it's a hidden tax and the government's reckless overspending. This also means that even when people get pay raises, they are still behind," according to Forbes. Now, according to a new poll, most Americans believe that Biden is purposefully trying to sabotage the economy and deliberately allowing gas prices to rise to allegedly force consumers to use less fossil fuel and to buy electric cars instead. Now, that's what most Americans believe. Now, whether it's true or not, what is true? That there can be no doubt that Biden is largely responsible for the high gas prices, for example. Breitbart wrote on June 10. "He attacked American energy independence on day one by nixing the Keystone pipeline and continued the trend by rejoining the Paris Climate Accord and canceling oil and gas leases. He also issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels and imposed new regulations on oil and gas." And the New York Post wrote on June 12, "Food prices will keep climbing with no end in sight as inflation continues to take hold of the U.S. economy." Zero Hedge added on June 16, "Pennsylvania farmers are being crushed by the record cost of diesel, so much so that questions about a food crisis are starting to loom. The situation looks as though it will continue to push food prices higher after the government reported that food prices in May were 10% higher than last year. The Pennsylvania average for diesel is now $6.19 per gallon, up about 75% from a year ago. One farmer, who works on about 3,500 acres, burns through about 2,000 gallons of diesel per month. He said if the farmers cannot get crops out of the ground, then there is not food on the shelves. It's a dire situation. It is a catastrophe. And as the articles pointed out, worse things are going to happen. When will this end? What is the solution? What can be our hope? Not through this misrule of human governance, not through the damage we ourselves inflicting on ourselves. The only solution is the return of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, we believe strongly that the return of Jesus Christ is near. How can we know? How can you know? We have prepared a free booklet. How can we know that Christ's return is near? How can we know this? What are the signs that Christ himself gave in the Bible, and how we compare and can compare those with what is happening today? Because only through the return of Jesus Christ, the misrule of man, the disaster, the trouble, all these problems which have been occurring on this earth will end. And so Christ's return is the only solution to our problems. Please ask for our free booklet, a free copy, which you need to read so you can have hope during these terrible times. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.